Smile. 90.4 FM.
You guys know me well enough by now, right? I'm probably the ditziest person you've ever met. And when it comes to embarrassing injuries, I could write a book. And if I did write a book, the latest chapter would be titled Hammocks Are Overrated.
Oh no. What did you do now again? What happened?
Okay, so one sunny afternoon in the holidays, sometime between Christmas and New Year, the little one was having an afternoon nap, and I decided, very rare, I have some time on my hands. And you know what? I'm going to treat myself to a little R&R. And you know, comfort, it can come in many shapes or forms. And in that moment, I really just felt like being wrapped up in a hammock and being rocked gently from side to side by the warm breeze. Is that so much to ask? Apparently it is. So we bought this hammock on a Black Friday deal recently and suspended it between two trees in the garden, and there's a wooden deck below the hammock. So I made my way there to enjoy this hammock for the very first time. I get there and straddling this sheet of blue material, I lower myself in with relative ease and I quickly got comfortable. And if you've ever experienced a hammock power nap, you'll know that once you slip into that divine cocoon, life changes for the better, right? It's glorious. Until you have to get out. Now, let's just say my attempt to exit the hammock was less successful.
Oh.
At first, I reached over to the right-hand side and almost fell over onto the hard deck. And then I quickly steadied myself and I reached over to the left-hand side and I almost fell over the other way. And at that point, I realized that there is no graceful way to get out of a hammock. It is an extreme sport. And what came next, Bobby, was 10 minutes of resistance training trying to get myself out of this thing. And to make matters worse, I was alone at home, so nobody could save me. And I tried shouting for help, but it wouldn't help. And I even contemplated phoning the fire department. But I thought better of it because I think they've got more important things to do. And I might be stuck in a tree, but I am not a kitten. So after panicking about my exit strategy, I finally decided that the best thing would be if I just hurled my body over the side of the thing like a salmon swimming upstream. So I braced myself and I went for it. And I landed up being thrown out violently, landed on my backside on the deck. I bruised my arm. I bruised my butt. And I looked like an absolute idiot for a week. And everybody keeps saying to me, Shane, what happened? What happened? And then I have to explain that I had to throw myself out of a hammock because I didn't know how to get out of it. So just a heads up, if you never want to hear from me again, put me in the middle of a hammock and walk away.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.